This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio. Your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time as we pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening. Well, it's a delight to have you join me today on this special Thursday watch. This is a prophetic session, and I don't know when I've been any more excited than I am today. Any more excited than I am today to be able to prophesy over so many people. And we're going to have a long prophetic line today. And just want to welcome you to this special prophetic session here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, celebrating 50 years in the ministry, around the clock, around the globe, broadcasting live from our studios, our prayer central here in Austin, Texas, keeping the fire burning on the altar. We're a member of the Breakout Prayer Network, and we are keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." So we're watching and praying, just as Jesus taught us to do. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening today. And this program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. And if you want to support BPN Radio, you can go to bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button, or you can send a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. That is Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. We'll repeat that at the close of the program today. I'm so delighted that you are here with me. And of course, this is prophetic week here on BPN Radio, and I operate, of course, you that know me, I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. So, Father, we pray right now, your kingdom come, your will be done. Here on BPN Radio, we come by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. Why don't you just put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I might hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes. Just say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart. Just say, Lord, open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, this is going to be an amazing day, and the Holy Ghost is going to be speaking to you. And, of course, you know that I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. And I just sense the Holy Ghost working today. And as I pray for individuals, I believe that other people that are waiting in line are going to receive a word from the Lord. I'm going to prophesy over as many people as I possibly can today. And then we'll go at it again tomorrow. But I'm broadcasting live here from 10 to 11. And this program is repeated several times throughout the day here on BPN Radio, 11, 12, 2, 3, 5, 6, and 10. So a lot of opportunities. And if you missed your prophetic word, we're going to try our best to get our IT guy and engineer to put these in our archives so that you can listen to them again. And we'll see what we can do about that. You know, 1985, I began to operate in a new dimension of the prophetic. I'd prophesied for the past 18 years prior to that in churches that I'd pastored. But when I began to travel across America and around the world starting in 1985, my prophetic anointing began to increase and expand and enlarge. And sometimes I would spend hours praying for people in a people that need a word from God. I remember one time I prophesied until about 2 o'clock in the morning at New Hope Baptist Church in Arkansas. I forgot the name of the town. But anyhow, I've spent many times until midnight just laying hands on people because people need a word from God. I never asked for this prophetic word anointing. He just gave it to me. And I began to exercise it and just have faith that when I got to a person, even though I didn't know what I was going to say to them, once I got to them, the Holy Spirit would just speak to me in amazing ways. And so I'm really excited about that today. And from that time, I just began to exercise this gift that God has given me, the prophetic anointing. And it took me to many, many different places across America and around the world. And so, you know, everybody, I just, you don't know how surreal this is to me as I sit behind this microphone today. I'm going to be calling your names in prayer. Some of you all have a Facebook picture. Some of y'all just have a name, but I know you're lining. You've already lined up to receive a word from God. When I think about all of the airplanes that Gene and I got on, you know, I've traveled about 2.5 million miles, I guess, with American plus the other airlines, and all the planes that we got on, the individual churches that we went to, and we would minister to that individual church, and the next week we would go to another church, and the next week another. But to think that I can, I mean, this is really surreal. This is awesome. But this is what God wants to do. To think that I can minister to all of you in churches all across America and people groups all over across America at one time, bring all of you guys into a service at one time is just absolutely surreal. It's amazing. It's in the natural realm, it's impossible. But through the miracle of internet radio, I can do it, either from your computer by going to bpnradio.com or downloading the TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn app. Within 5 seconds on TuneIn, you can be carrying your smartphone anywhere listening to this program or listening to BPN Radio. So what am I saying today? I'm saying I am absolutely amazed at what God is doing. And there's nothing more than I love to do. You know, I love to preach. I love to lead prayer. And but there's nothing more that I love to do than to give prophetic words and speak into people's lives, knowing that one word from God can change their lives forever. So I'm going to start prophesying pretty soon. I just want you to know that if I call your name today, and I give you a word, you must understand that it may be a now word, something God is doing now. It could be a future word, something God is going to do next year, 2 years, 5 years, I don't know. It could be a confirming word, a word you already know in your spirit, or maybe a word that you've already received from another prophetic voice, or in a dream, or that still small voice speaking to you, but it's already been confirmed, or it could be a new word. It may be that you'll get something that you have never, ever heard before. And it's amazing. You know, the Lord came and spoke to the prophet and said, new things do I declare to you before they spring forth. I'm going to tell you about them. And this all began in the summer of 2014, when the Holy Spirit said to me, you're going to start leading prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. Now, before I went into full-time ministry, Gene and I celebrate 50 years in full-time ministry, March the 12th of this year. Before we went into full-time ministry, I was a radio announcer and sportscaster, engineer, and newscaster. So I was used to speaking to people behind the microphone. But I'd never heard that word. You're going to lead prayer 24 hours a day. When I told Jean about it, she said, you know that is impossible to lead prayer 24 hours a day. But she knew that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. I want to tell you today that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And so I heard the word, and then I saw myself doing what I'm doing right now, sitting behind this microphone, standing behind this microphone, and I saw myself. And then I begin to say, I'm going to begin to lead prayer 24 hours a day. And when you begin to say something, you begin to attract people to help you. And also, you speak your world or worlds, that's a plural word, your worlds into existence. And soon I had an engineer that began to work with me, and then I had other people that began to work with me, and soon I was on BPN radio. And then God began to speak to me and say, you're going to go live. I mean, that was, how could I do that? I was recording my programs, putting them on. They were playing them 24 hours a day. But today there is a little red light that comes on which says you're on live, because I have an engineer who's I call a genius. And he teaches engineering classes and outside of London. And he put a box together where I could broadcast live around the clock, around the globe. And, go on live anytime, day or night. So, I mean, God will work in your behalf. He desires to do the supernatural. He does not want you to stay stagnant. He does not want you to burn out, but he wants you to progress. And so today is a wonderful day. And remember, if I give you a prophetic word, it will not be an entire word. You could not handle it. You just faint out because it would just be too overwhelming. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we know in part and we prophesy in part. And so I'm going to give you a partial word today. And then you'll just have to believe that God's going to give you other parts as you go along. You got to step into it. If you're going to get to the top of the mountain, you can't just go there immediately. You got to put on your gear and you got to start walking. And so that's the way it is with the prophetic. So I've given thousands and thousands of words over the past 30 years. In 1993 or 94, I met a young man, gave him a prophetic word just outside of London, England. His name was Martin Smith. And I began to prophesy over this young man concerning his singing ministry, recording ministry. And I prophesied to Martin. I said, Martin, there'll come a day that people begin to offer you recording contracts. Don't sign a recording contract. And he received that word. He told me later, he said, Dale, if I'd done that, I would have been making pence or pennies on the dollar. And instead of God blessing me financially, I would have been giving most of my money away to a recording company. He said, I'm glad I heard the word of the Lord. And so Martin has recorded the theme song that I play for my prophetic ministry. And it's called The Prophet's Song. I'm not sure that he wrote this song for me, but I've been using it for many years. I claim it as my own. And so Martin is going to sing, and then I'm going to start prophesying. So I want you to get ready. This is going to be a wonderful day here on BPN Radio, this prophetic session on BPN. We're going to hear the voice of the Lord today, so I want you to get ready.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life.
of the living God, Jesus Christ. We long to see heaven open. I see your glory come down. We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. And if you'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, will you come? We long to hear your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah. We'll call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of love to the world. Oh, yeah. We'll hunger and thirst for your word, for here we will meet you, Lord, the voice of the living. Jesus Christ,
Jesus. If you come, Lord.
Long to hear your voice.
Lord, we long to hear your voice today. Long to hear your voice.
Long to hear your voice.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
For how can we be saved, O Lord?
Yes, Lord, we long to hear your voice. But why don't you just pray with me as you get lined up there. I see you lining up. Gene said, just see the people lining up, Dale, just like you've done over the years, and start ministering, start prophesying. So I just pray in the Spirit right now. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. I love, somebody said, how do you get revelation? I pray in the Holy Ghost, and then I listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Darren B., I pray over you right now in the name of Jesus. There are so many things that you are to cast off. I declare over you, Darren, it's a new day. And I declare the hand of God is mightily upon you today. I declare that you need to embrace old friends, because old friends are going to make new investments into your life. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that old friends are going to make new investments into your life. There is a young lady that has asked for a prophetic word. Her name is Allison Kieber. Her and her husband, Ian, they have a weekly program here on BPN Radio at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Outstanding young couple. And Allison, I just declare, I hear the Holy Ghost saying about you that you are going to begin to give prophetic words in secular settings. Prophetic words in secular settings. And many of those people will not even understand the prophetic. They don't even know what the prophetic is. But you might even say it's a prediction. And or something you have heard about them or see about them. I declare that God's going to open major doors for your prophetic words in secular settings. And Julie R., in the name of the Lord, hallelujah. I declare it's been a long time coming. Those things that God put in your heart, even as a teenager, God did some miraculous works, some unordinary works, in your life as a teenager. I declare that God is pulling those things back out of those of your heart, those things that were maybe forgotten about, but He's bringing you Holy Ghost reminders of what He's doing in your life, and He's making some old things new. Grace, I pray over you right now. Grace D.S., I'm asking God to work mightily in you. You are a gatherer. You have the ability, you have the anointing, you have the grace to gather people and for a common cause. I bless you, Grace, in Jesus' name. And James B.L., well, the power of God is working in your life, and He is giving you an opportunity to minister to those that are unchurched, and those that have left the church, and those who are coming out of traditional religious backgrounds. And as you teach the word to them, as you share the word with them, there's going to be sudden responses that's going to come out in quiet places. So I hear the Holy Ghost saying loud responses in quiet places. James B. L., and of course I know that God has put the world in your heart. And Kimberly G., what an extraordinary lady you are, full of vigor and vitality and energy. And God has put that smile on your face, and He has put that energy in your hands, and that the ability to go into places that so many, many other people cannot go into is going to be quite remarkable. God is going to open some unusual doors for you. Jeff F., I bless you now. I declare that there is an expansion going on in your life. And God is God's going to take you into, in days to come, into sports centers. They may be gyms, field houses, football stadiums. I don't know, but God has given you a special connection to the sports world. I see you in locker rooms ministering to athletes football players or basketball players, baseball players. I see you in coming days as a chaplain for a well-known sports team. So I bless you. Madison F., the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and your gentleness has made you great, and the ability to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. You have listening ears, and you just have that mark of obedience on your life where you're willing to obey the Lord. And God is going to give you entrance into a lot of different people's lives and people that you never suspected you would have an entrance into their lives. The old and the young. You're not just going to minister to young people, but the old and the young, all different ages. Patricia, I declare there is healing in your voice. You're going to begin to speak the word. The man, the centurion, came to Jesus and said, all you have to do is just speak the word. And so I declare in the name of Jesus that you'll just begin to speak the word and people will be healed and people will be set free. In Jesus' name, I declare it and proclaim it. And Terry Lou, I just declare that God has given you an incredible, Terry Lou P., God has given you an incredible gift of compassion. And I see you ministering to all sorts of people. Particularly, you're going to have a strong anointing to minister to those in the autistic field, those who have autism. You're going to find new ways of breaking through to people that have autism. And so I just bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Jennifer and John, God is at work in your lives. And I see you letting go of one thing to embrace another thing. And the deep waters that you have gone through and the fiery trials that you have experienced are going to give you the ability, the opportunity, the anointing to relate to an entirely new people group. And so I bless you now. Remember not the former things, to consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing, and I'm doing some things that have been in your heart since way back when. And I declare that you're moving into that. There's an introduction taking place even now. And Pam, I bless you in Jesus' name. Pastor Pam, I bless you in the name of the Lord, Pam B. And what a wonderful, anointed lady you are. I just declare that God is giving you favor, city-wide favor. And I see you and your husband, Richie B. I see you with influence in your entire city. I see you bringing thousands of people together in your city for a common cause, a common cause. I declare that the Lord is causing you to look out. It's like God is putting binoculars in your hands, and you are beginning to look through those binoculars and saying, hey, I never dreamed that these things were so close at hand. I never dreamed that these things were so near, but now I can see clearly. And God is expanding your horizons by opening your prophetic eyes to begin to see in a way that you have never seen before. Marcia T., the Lord is with you, and the Lord has not forgotten your labor of love. Your labor of love. And I believe that God is giving you partners to help you fulfill the things that have begun in your life, but the mission has not been complete. But I declare that God is putting partners in your life to complete the mission that that was in your hand. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he allowed a dream, a vision, to die because it was not big enough. It was not big enough. And Peter J.S., in Jesus' name, what an incredible gift you have to teach and to write and to explain. That ability to be able to rehearse to other people things that they do not understand is going to be quite remarkable. And they will ask you over and over again. And God has given you that insight to be able to speak into their lives. And Caitlin, just a little while longer, I see you signing a new contract. A new contract that may seem like a demotion, but it's not a demotion. I declare that it is a promotion. It's a promotion. And Sharon S., I declare that there are people that have tried to take advantage of you over many years of your life because you're always willing to help people. And in helping people, you overcommit yourself. I declare that God is setting a new rhythm in your life. And there are some people that are excess baggage in your life. And you have gone far enough with them. And this you need to say to some of the people, or at least know in your heart, that this is the end of the line for you, and the end of the line for you, and the end of the line for you. And as you do that, God will begin to expand your life and put new people in your life that will be profitable, that will help you. Tracy E.O. I'm not calling last names because I really don't want to give people your last name and have them looking you up on Facebook and saying, you know, well, I have another word for you or da, da, da. But anyhow, I just pray over you, Tracy. Yes, you are you know, the Bible said that God will bless the liberal person. And there is just a spirit of liberality on you. There is a gift of giving, a spirit of giving. And, you know, I know that Gene and I have been able to make it these 50 years because we sow seed. We are givers and we are liberal in our giving. And I declare that that same anointing is upon you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And amen. And I pray over you, Kelly B. In Jesus' name, Kelly B. B. Yeah, yeah. It's the time, and the place is now coming into focus. The time and the place and the anointing. When those three get together, the time, the place, the anointing, radical things begin to happen. So I declare you are in for a radical season. That's what I hear the Holy Ghost saying. You're in for a radical season. And Zyra Z, I pray over you right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that you better get your passport ready. Because I believe that you're going to receive invitations or God's going to open certain doors for you to go different places with your giftings. You have artistic giftings, and I release those artistic giftings. And I see you going different places with your artistic giftings making room for you. The Bible says a person's gift will make room for them. I see you going different places with your artistic giftings making room for you. So you better get your passport if you don't have it, because I see your passport being stamped many times. And Dolores WMS. Wow. Dolores WMS. There is a culmination of songs that you have had in your spirit for a long time. You sing those songs, and those are not just songs to be sung. But you must understand that the Holy Ghost is rehearsing your future through songs that are really in your heart. So if you will take the songs that have been in your heart, you have been singing, that will be your prophetic word. And it may be 8 or 10 or 15 songs, but out of those songs that God has placed in your heart that many times you sing over and over and over, sometimes you go around humming the melody, then God's going to begin to speak to you out of those songs. It's just going to be an amazing awakening. And, you know, I just know that God can speak to you any way he wants to. So many people just believe God speaks a certain way. But I'm here to tell you that God can speak to you any way that he wants to. And I've had some of the most incredible experiences in places that I never thought would happen. I remember one time when I was ministering in London, there was a man that picked me up and took me to a meeting. He said, in the morning, Dale, I want you to go with me. He was a leader, Christian leader in England. He said, Dale, I want you to go with me in the morning, and there's a special group of people that I want you to minister to. So he picked me up, and when we got there, it was a pub. And there were some people drinking in the front of the pub. He took me to the back room. I thought, surely the Holy Ghost cannot work in the back of this pub. But I'm here to tell you that God can do it any way he wants to. You cannot put God in a box. You cannot say, well, God, I believe that I'm to operate this way. Or, God, I believe that I'm to operate that way. Or, I believe it's going to happen this way. You cannot put limits on God by determining how God is going to work in you, how God is going to use you. And I believe that you go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. So I went back there, and I got to about the second person, and the glory of God fell in that place. I cannot explain to you, I cannot articulate to you the glory of God that came into the back of that pub that day. The Spirit of the Lord came into that place. It was just so heavy that no one could stand. We were all on our knees, on our faces, and it went on. I don't know how many hours that there was a holy presence of God, an incredible manifestation. One time, the Holy Ghost, I was preaching at a church on three consecutive Sundays, and the Holy Ghost told me, every Sunday morning, you will prophesy to this church out of the Dallas Morning News on the Sunday edition, the front page. And so every Sunday morning, for three consecutive Sundays, I took the front page of the Dallas Morning News and began to prophesy to that church off of the front page of the Dallas Morning News. What am I saying? I'm saying, glory to God. I am saying that God can do it any way he wants to. And there's some of you that have become stagnant. You become immobile. It's like you become paralyzed because it does not seem like anything seems to be working. And it's not working because you've tried to figure it out with your own mind. But your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to know the things of God. You cannot determine it with your mind. I don't care what you've been doing. I don't know. If you would have told me 10 years ago I'd be ministering to thousands of people behind a microphone, that I'd have somewhere around 400 people lined up to receive a word with me sitting at one geographical location in Austin, Texas, I would have thought, this can't be. But God is expanding, and age has nothing to do with it, and color or creed has nothing to do with it. And God can make up for lost time. So I declare in Jesus' name, Dolores WMS. Well, things are happening through songs in your life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Nancy P.J. Nancy P.J., they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. I declare that as you wait, it may appear that everybody around you seems to be passing you up. But God is at work in your life, both to will and to do of his good pleasure in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, speak to us, I pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm just saying, what is your name? What is your name? And boy, I love to just hear people's first name. And Brenda G. Oh, Brenda, you preach the word. Hallelujah. You preach the word, and I declare there's going to come a day that you will go from city to city to preach, and God will take you. Boy, I'm feeling it now. The Holy Ghost will take you into the deep recesses of cities all across America, Chicago and other major cities. You will go into the very heart of the city, and angels will walk with you and go with you, and you will declare and speak the word of the Lord with great power and great authority. I hear I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Mark D.W., the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And there are some people that's living in denial. They're denying what God has spoken to them. And you're going to stir up the gift. Wherever you go, you'll stir up the gift by the laying on of hands. You'll stir up the gift in people. And it will be undeniable because you will begin to speak things, the secrets. You'll make known the secrets of their heart in Jesus' name. And there shall be a response in the name of the Lord. And Jessania H. I see you recording music. I see the song of the Lord coming out of you. Why don't you record a song and send it to me here on BPN Radio, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Send me your song. You say, well, do you know this person? No, I don't know her. But Jessania H., I declare, has a song inside of her. She's going to sing. She's going to record. And I'll play her song here right on BPN Radio. There is a young person, young lady, Y-V-E-L-I-S-S-C. I'm not very good speaking Spanish. Y-V-E-L-I-S-S-E-S. I pray over you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The love of Jesus flowing right out of you. You are a messenger of hope, and you're a messenger of love. And people experience the love of Jesus. I declare you're going to start going into homes, you're going to start going into public places, and people will just start weeping. And you'll go in there and people will just start weeping. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon them, just a mighty anointing. Darren F., I declare in Jesus' name that your story is going to be written. You need to write your book, and out of your book will come a movie. And people all across America, that movie will be also in Spanish. The book in Spanish and the movie in Spanish. And I declare over you, Darren, that God is going to use those things that the devil intended for your destruction. And he is going to turn those things into a mighty revival, a mighty awakening in America, but especially in Spanish-speaking nations. God's going to open many doors for you in the South. And I bless you right now, Darren F., in Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. But I gotta go to the next group of people. I'm working on this group right now in Jesus' name. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for the anointing. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that I'm discerning at this very moment. At this very moment. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Kim, I pray for you because the hand of God is working in you. And you're going to know how to connect people. You're going to see people's different giftings and anointings. And you're going to say, you need to be connected to this person because two's better than one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. So I declare in Jesus' name that you are going to recognize people's giftings, and then you're going to put people of groups of two and three together because a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And Joseph, I just declare in Jesus' name, Joseph S., the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And you're going to have those times of intercession. One who knows how to do warfare. One who knows how to go into secret places and begin to get revelation in Jesus' name. And Richard L.E., I bless you now in the name of the Lord. And God has given you the opportunity, the ability to make major investments for major returns in the kingdom of God. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And Mary F., I release that teaching gift inside of you, that gift of teaching in Jesus' name. And I pray over you, Laura A. Laura A. In the name of the Lord. I bless you right now. And I declare that God has given you hearing ears to begin to hear the voice of the Lord. You have a merry gift. Well, there's all kinds of people that are out doing all kinds of things. You are sitting in the presence of God, and you are discerning priorities in life. And God is beginning to give you incredible revelation concerning priorities. Priorities. Christina W. Christina and W. You've been on a long journey. You're a faithful woman. And you're never to settle for second best. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, you continue to contend for those things which once was delivered of the saints is now being delivered unto you. There are things that are being passed down to you from past generations, many generations past. You know, sometimes we feel like we only have the gift of a father or a mother or a grandfather, grandmother, great-grandfather. But I'm hearing the Holy Ghost saying that gifts are being passed down to you from generations past. And there will be people say, well, your daddy never did do that. Your mama never did do that. Your grandparents never did do that. Your great-grandparents, where did that come from? And you're just going to say it came from generations past. Who knows? It may be hundreds of generations past. But God is passing them on down, pass them down. And many times they get passed down because people lay those giftings, anointings aside. They don't respond. But you're responding in Jesus' name. And Rachel D. N., Rachel D. N., I bless you. In the name of Jesus, I call you blessed. And every curse that has been spoken over you, every word curse that has been spoken over you is broken. And I declare there's going to be a special anointing that operates in your life just to minister to people that have word curses. Word curses. Sonny D. All right, Sonny D. I declare in Jesus' name that God has given you entrance into places that have been abandoned, or places that have been vacated. In other words, God is going to begin to give you favor in small areas. I see you going into little towns where the gym has rotted down or is falling down, and the store buildings are boarded up, and the used to be a red light is just a stop sign, no longer there. But you're going to go in, and I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to be like the prophet Ezekiel. You're going to begin to prophesy over those little places. You're going to begin to prophesy over those little towns, and God is going to begin to revive. Those little towns are going to start springing forth. In fact, I've been prophesying that people are going to start moving from cities back into little communities, and little towns and little communities are going to spring up. And you're going to be very instrumental in helping restore these little towns that have absolutely been broken down, abandoned. But the Spirit of God is upon you to minister in these places. And Linda C.H., you're a very influential woman. And you know how to speak and to declare. I see you standing up and speaking publicly to groups of people, and they will respond. They will respond. A friend of mine told me they went to a place and he only had 10 people at the service, but 8 of those people gave, and he received one of the largest offerings he'd ever received because he made such an impact on those 10 people. I declare you're going to go into small places because of your ability to communicate, your ability to make an entrance. God is going to bless you even in those small places. And Brooke S., I just see you doing major business deals. I see you starting your own company. And I see you coming with witty inventions. I'm going to prophesy over my friend Lovey Phillips. And Lovey, I bless you today. I'm so thankful I ordinarily don't call people's last names, but your husband, you and your husband, were tremendous sources of encouragement many years ago to Gene and I in Rockwall, Texas. And what a blessing that you have been to our lives over the years, and the years that you have given. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you are now to do audio versions of books that your husband has written and you have written, or manuals, and you are to sit down behind a microphone and do audio versions of the book. Read the manuals, and many, many people will be listening to your voice, because it's an anointed voice, and it will literally cause people to hear the voice of God and respond appropriately in Jesus' name. And Christine J., I'm going to prophesy over you today that God knows who you are. And sometimes you feel that God doesn't know who you are. And there are times you just say, Lord, do you know who I am? I'm Christine. And the Lord says, yes, I know who you are. And I love you. And I love the way that you talk to me. And I love listening to your voice. And when I don't respond, that does not mean that I don't love your presence. It means that I'm so enjoying listening to you that I don't need to respond very often, because I hear you and I honor you. And you have obtained great favor with me, Christine J. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Yes, Pat? Pat S. Hallelujah. I bless your ministry. I bless all that you put your hand to do. And I declare that God knows who you are. And I declare there is a financial miracle that is coming your way today. A financial miracle is coming your way today, Pat S. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. So I bless you right now. In Jesus' name. I mean, you guys have been faithful to serve the Lord. You've been faithful to minister His word. But it seems like there's never quite enough. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying right now, there is more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. More than enough. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Kibrote elibri shikur beseraba ata nanda arabousekut arabouute. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Kathy V, you just keep singing. You keep ministering. You keep proclaiming those things that God has placed in your heart. And there's sometimes that you feel like, hey, there's not another word coming out. There's not another song coming out. But there's something about priming the pump. There's something, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, there is something about priming the pump that is absolutely amazing. You may just hum it. You may just get up and pray, but suddenly it's going to come and it's going to overwhelm you, and you are going to be a resource, a blessing to so many, many people's lives in the name of Jesus. And Annabelle, D.M. Annabelle D.M. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare in the name of the Lord that you are blessed. Kibrote riu celebri ikuto urbe ite. And sometimes God confines us in order to allow us to find out who we really are. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that we are not to ignore the days where we feel confined, we feel shut in, we feel that we have no public place. But you must understand, it's the private place that leads to the public place. I'm going to do something that I very seldom ever do, and I'm going to continue to minister right here. I know the news is next. I know that there's other things that we have on the program, but the privilege of being able to broadcast live, minister live, is my portion. And I'm just going to continue on right now. I'm just going to continue broadcasting, and I'm just giving a word there to my assistant that we're just going to keep going. Aliona, we're just going to keep going for a while, and I'm breaking all of the program rules, but that's one reason I believe that God put me on live radio, BPN radio, that I could just keep ministering until I feel like I'm emptied out, and I'm not emptied out. The anointing is still on me. I am not emptied out, and I have my tea here. I have my water here, and I'm going to do some more prophetic ministry. So if you want to stay with me, I'm going to keep prophesying. Herute ishelebre ikutai. Labra ute, sikabo ute, and I don't know how it's going to fit with the schedule, but I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to keep going, and I'm going to go for it. Adam M., I'm telling you, you're going to minister to young men that have been sexually abused. You're going to speak into their lives. You're going to bring healing to them. And those that you're going to minister to those that do not have the love of a father. And you're going to speak into their lives, and you're going to bring healing and restoration to them. Alex G, boy, the word of the Lord is getting stronger and stronger in you. Hallelujah. And that gift of evangelism, the gift of the revivalist, is so powerful in your life. The gift of the revivalist. And I just declare in the name of Jesus that revivals are going to spring forth out of your ministry. Evangelism, soul winning, and the heart of compassion for the lost is going to stir you in such a dimension that you will wake up at night. You'll wake up at night weeping for the lost and tears streaming down your face. And you say, Lord, what is this all about? And God said, I've given you the spirit of evangelism. I've given you the spirit of outreach. I've given you the spirit of multiplication. And many people, Alex G, are going to come to know you as their personal Savior and Lord as a result of your compassion and that gift of evangelism. There is a pastor who is on BPN radio every Sunday morning. He is one of the greatest preachers I know. And when the Holy Spirit spoke to me that I was going to start BPN radio, the last church that I had a public ministry in, was in his church in Clewiston, Florida, and Pastor Chuck Pelham. And I turned to him and said, I'm going to put your church on radio. When we go live, I'm going to put your church on BPN radio. I kept my word, and every Sunday morning, right after I minister, lead the service at Breakout Radio Church from 8 to 9 Central Time, then Chuck Pelham and New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida, they come on, and they're on actually from 9 to 11. He's one of the great preachers. Chuck Pelham, you're a mighty man of God. I declare in Jesus' name that God is going to give you a radio audience, not only on BPN radio, but I declare that your voice, your sermons, are going to be heard in different places in America and in different places, English-speaking places in the world, because you have a message of truth. And the Bible said that we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free. And so I declare the truth is going to begin to set people free in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And the expansion has just begun. The expansion of your life and your ministry has just begun. And Sandra G, I declare in the name of the Lord that God is at work in your life. And it makes no difference what has happened in your past. All the abuse, misuse, the disappointment, the distrust, all of these things that have happened to you in days gone by is only a reminder that you are to take those things and turn them around to minister to so many, many young ladies that have been abused, misused in their childhood, in their teen years. In fact, there are some ladies that you're going to minister to, their entire childhood was stolen from them, or they cannot remember their childhood. They cannot remember certain things that happened because of the grief, because of the distrust, because of the destruction. But you're going to minister to them. And what is going to happen is they're going to begin to remember not the bad things, not the terrible abuses and misuses that happened to them, but they are going to remember the delights that they had as a child, a childhood friend or a special school teacher or some other event that was so powerful, so enlightened. They'll begin to remember that. They will not recall the abuse, misuse, and distress. So, Sandra G., what a blessing. What a blessing you are to so many, many people. And Daniel P.M., my wonderful friend. Daniel, I love you. I want you to know that God is at work in your life. And there is a new rhythm that God is setting in your life. A new rhythm. God is setting a new rhythm in your life. And it's going to be a rhythm that you have not run to before. You're running, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you're running to a new rhythm. And Shelly A.J., how about you? How about you? I just see that God is expanding the opportunity for scholarships, expanding the opportunity to move into that place where one day you'll be called Dr. Shelley. Dr. Shelley. That's not an entanglement word. That is not a hard word. And somebody said, well, if you give me a word and I don't want to receive it, do I have to receive it? And my answer is no. No, you don't. But a prophetic word releases possibilities. It moves us into a whole new dimension. And I'm behind this microphone today, this very day here in February. I'm behind this microphone because when I was in the eighth grade, an English teacher of mine by the name of Mrs. Bicknell, she said to me, Dale, and I believe it was a prophetic word, Dale, you're going to be a radio announcer. You ought to be a radio announcer. I'd never thought about that, but immediately I knew I would. I was in the eighth grade. What was I, 13, 14 years old? And it did not demand that I be in radio. It did not demand that I would be behind a microphone. But it was a possibility that I seized at the moment. You know, I just want to pause and say as we go into extra innings here on BPN Radio, broadcasting live here, just in case you joined us, I was going to go for 55 minutes from 10 to 10:55, but I'm live here on BPN Radio. I've got a whole line of people waiting for a prophetic word, and I don't have a release, and I operate according to release. So I don't have a release to quit prophesying. But I'm just here to say to you that God is at work in your life and you are not trapped by a prophetic word. You don't have to do it, but God opens up all of these possibilities, all of these opportunities that come through a prophetic word. And it's greater than you think it is. It's more than you think it is. And, you know, when you receive a word, you got to do something. You cannot just sit and think about it. And so if you receive a prophetic word, you've got to receive it with your spirit. You can't receive it with your mind because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a prophetic word. Your mind, your reasoning power will try to eliminate or delete and say, no, no, no. But if you bear witness to it, you know, you don't have to receive it. You got to bear witness to it. I have received prophetic words in times past where I just didn't bear witness to it at all. Excuse me for one moment. I got to get me a sip of water here. I didn't bear witness to it. But there's other times that someone gave me a prophecy and I bore witness to it. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew that's a word for me. That's a word from God. And then you got to respond. I mean, I was on the radio 2 or 3 weeks ago and I'd heard about a meeting Baytown, Texas. I have a spiritual son, two spiritual daughters that lead that church in Baytown, spiritual grandson Leland and others. And, you know, I was talking about the meeting, and suddenly I heard the Holy Spirit say, "You're going to Baytown." Now, I did not think about that, because if you can think yourself out of something, you know, sometimes we say, well, he talked himself out of it. Sometimes you can think yourself out of it. I didn't think about it. I just put a song on BPN radio. I was broadcasting live, and I went into Gene and said, "We're going to Baytown." And circumstances certainly were not right, because it was only, two or three days. I said, "We're going to Baytown." And as I began to speak that word, God began to arrange things for us to go to Baytown. And so I'm declaring today that when you get a word, if you will write that word down and speak that word, declare that word, even though your mind is saying no, 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 your spirit is saying yes, 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 yes. Keith R., I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the devil cannot take away those things that God gave you. And so when the thief is caught, he must restore sevenfold. So I declare there's some years that the devil has stolen from you and has taken from you, but he must restore. But you must declare that he is caught and that you will return to your first love. And I'm not talking about a person. I'm talking about a ministry in Jesus' name. And I pray over you right now. Shara G. M., I bless you right now. I declare that the anointing is resting upon you. A double anointing, Shara, is resting upon you. And there are some things that have tried to cause you to turn aside. In fact, in many ways, you have turned aside from those things that God really put in your heart, particularly as a teenager. And I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, there is a double anointing upon your life, Shara. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And I hear you singing prophetic words over people. You go up to a person and you begin to sing a prophecy over them. And as you begin to sing that prophecy, the hand of God begins to move. Joshua R., what a faithful man you are. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I declare in the name of the Lord that you're going to be an amazing pastor. And I see you ministering to young couples. You guys are going to have a major ministry to young couples. And the Lord is going to work mightily in you because of your deep love and concern. You are a true pastor. I believe Joshua R., that you were a pastor from your mother's womb. And I believe that God has been preparing you for many, many years, keeping you on the backside of the desert. But there's a day that you are going to be inaugurated. And the day that you are inaugurated is going to be a day when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you like it came upon Joshua when Moses laid his hands upon him. In Jesus' name, there's going to be a sudden release, and there will be no apprehension in your life. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Rhonda M.P., I bless you, Rhonda. I declare that God loves you and he cares for you and he is working mightily in your life. In Jesus' name, I declare that the days of loneliness, the days of sadness or hopelessness that you may encounter from time to time have come to a close. I declare in Jesus' name that you're going to speak to people that's going through dry places. And they say, well, I just haven't heard the word of the Lord for so long. I've not heard the voice of the Lord for so long. I declare in Jesus' name, Rhonda, you're going to help people move out of those dry places in their lives. In Jesus' name. And over you, Roger L. Yep. Yeah, you just have an incredible ability to make a deal. You have the ability to make a deal, and you're making deals on behalf of other people. You have the ability to know the price of a thing. You have the ability to know what to purchase and when to purchase and how much to pay for it. And then you know how much to sell it for. Wow, what an amazing gift. I bless you, Roger. And Alice C., I bless you in Jesus' name. I declare it's the dawning of a new day in your life. And I just know that you are experiencing the dawning of a new day, but people that you're ministering to or going to minister to are people whose the sun is setting on their lives. They are in the latter days of their life. They are in the latter times of their life. And you are going to hold their hand, and you're going to minister to them, and you are going to encourage them, and you are going to develop some type of like a spirit, a Holy Ghost hospice service. And where hospice people go, and of course, you know what they do. They work with people in the last stages of their life, helping them medically. But you're going to go in, and you're going to have a ministry where you're ministering to people, praying for them, singing over them, singing lullabies over them, and ministering to them in the sun setting days as they are on their way to heaven. And it's going to be just a major ministry. Some people will even begin to have extended times because of that Holy Ghost hospice ministry that God is going to take you into. Ed S., I bless you in Jesus' name. I declare that God is going to give you a ministry in remote nations of the world. You know, there are nations that some of us still have never heard of, over 200 nations of the world. I'm thankful here on BPN Radio that we've been able to reach over 100 nations, people that have listened, joined in from time to time. And it's amazing. It's amazing how that happens. But Ed, I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to minister in remote places. You are a true pioneer, and you're going to go out and you're going to dig places out of the ground that other people would not go into. And it's just going to be amazing how God begins to use you to teach the Word, to declare the Word in a special way, in a special way, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Brimando rishikite. Arabraute amaso bronde manama anda robosute ibrishikete sato robote. Boy, what a wonderful day it is that I'm able to pray over people here on BPN Radio in Jesus' name. And David, I got a word now for David S. I'm just going down the line, prophesying over people. David S., I have a word for you, that God is giving you an entrance onto college and university campuses. And it's going to be amazing, the opportunities that you have to minister on college and university campuses. I believe that there is a spiritual awakening that's going to begin to erupt across college and university campuses. I've been prophesying that for some time. And the major thing is that it's going to be speaking in tongues. And so it's going to be a phenomena that college university students are going to hang on to, lay hold of, and they will communicate with each other. There'll be days they'll just communicate with each other by speaking in tongues, and the Holy Spirit will begin to interpret what the other one is saying, and God is going to begin to do signs and wonders, things that we don't even understand, that we cannot comprehend, in Jesus' name. And Jerry G.W., I hear the Holy Ghost saying new doors are opening for you. New doors are opening for you. And I believe that these are days of expansion. And there is there's a Holy Ghost revival coming into certain geographical territories, geographical regions that we have, as Christians in America, believers, have least suspected. And it's just going to be amazing how it's going to happen. We just did not suspect it would happen. And at the very sound, you know, revival is going to have a sound. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them. There was a sound that was made, and the sound was made inside the room before it began to spread outside the room. And there are some people that's going to hear the sound of revival, but they will not know what to do with it. They will not know how to work with it. And, you know, the revival can get started just like a fire starts in a fireplace. And if you do not stoke that fire, the flame is going to go out. And so I hear the Holy Ghost saying there's different places that in times past, the revival fires were ignited, but the people that were in charge of the room did not know how to stoke the fire. So they could take it outside the room and into the streets. Into the streets it went on the day of Pentecost. So hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Jerry G.W., that at the sound of revival, you are going to go and help people stoke the revival inside the room, the fire of revival that is inside the room, and it's going to be taken outside the room into the streets. And once it gets into the street, it's going to become a raging fire, and it's going to begin to spread across the town, the city, into other places. So, Jerry G.W., I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. And how about you, Kim T.D.? Kim T.D., I'm not calling her by his full name because I don't want him going on Facebook and asking you questions or bugging you or what have you. Or you may not even want your last name called here. But I bless you, Kim, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you've been called to the kingdom for such a time as this. The call of God mightily upon your life, and the voice that you have been experiencing in small places is going to be expanded. It's going to be evacuated. There's an evacuation of your voice. You're going to be evacuated into large places. And God, you must understand that promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and he stands another one up. And so in the name of Jesus, I just declare that God is expanding your life. He's expanding your ministry. And hallelujah, you're evacuating small places and going into the large places. I pray that in Jesus' name. And Sharon T., I bless you right now. I declare that God is rewarding you according to your faithfulness. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, who can find a faithful woman? And you are a faithful woman. And he has blessed you. And because of your pursuit of righteousness, because of your pursuit of holiness, because of your desire to please him, he's rewarding you by giving you answers to your prayers. And God is, as I've said many times, is a promise keeper, and he is keeping his promise concerning your life and concerning what he has placed inside of you. And I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I've had a longtime friend, some longtime friends that I'm hearing from. I'm trying to get to you. We have an expansion. Tomorrow I'll be back, but I'm waiting for the release of the Holy Ghost. And I have the microphone, and I have the opportunity just to continue on. Connie S., I pray for you, Connie, in Jesus' name. And sometimes when we are forsaken by someone that is very close to us, somebody that we love so very, very much, it can really hurt. You know, David said, the one that I sat at a meal with, the one that I had a meal with, that I sat at the table with, he has hurt me and wounded me. And, you know, the wounds of a friend. You know, the Bible said one will say to another, what are those wounds in your hand? And someone will respond, I obtained those wounds in the house of my friends. And so I declare that God is healing those wounds in Jesus' name, healing those wounds. Mercedes F., I pray for you right now. You have a bright future. I declare that God is refining your relationships. And I declare by the Holy Ghost that He is redefining your relationships. He's refining and redefining and giving you clear instructions concerning those people that you have allowed into your life and those people that you need to remove from your life. Mercedes, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, when you listen to wrong voices, you make wrong choices. When you listen to right voices, you make right choices. So I declare in Jesus' name that God is restricting some people from your life. And He is including other people into your life in order for God to bless you and strengthen you. And that's a word from the Lord. One of the young ladies that plays background music here for me on BPN Radio, she's contacted. She needs a word from God. Courtney Vandiver Piera. And Courtney just has an incredible anointing to play music. And you hear her music quite often on BPN Radio because she's one of the greatest cello players in America. And she's ministered with Gene and I many times. She just has this incredible anointing. She plays in the Boston Symphony. Last year, she was nominated for a Grammy Award. That's how incredible she is, but she is an incredible Holy Ghost person. And she made a CD with a piano player. And I'm going to play some of Courtney's music right now. And as she plays her cello behind this wonderful man of God that's playing the piano, I'm going to minister over Courtney. Father, I pray for Courtney Vandiver Piera, who is such an integral part of BPN Radio. And boy, I just love her music. Such an anointed person. And so many times when I prophesied in places, many different places, Courtney has played her cello. And the moment she begins to play, the anointing, the prophetic word begins to flow. And the prophetic anointing that you have given me, Lord, begins to flow through me. And so I pray for Courtney. She has she's ministered for Billy Graham television specials. God, you have used Courtney in so many, many ways. But I declare that you're opening new doors for her music. And I prophesy over Courtney, Lord, that she cannot be kept out. And those very people that try to keep her out will be recipients of her anointing. And I declare in Jesus' name that a greater boldness, a greater anointing that Courtney, who is playing right now, has ever experienced, is going to come upon her. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying the very people that have rejected, tried to cast her aside, tried to ignore her, tried to prevent her from making an entrance, are the very people that's going to turn around and be the greatest recipients of her ministry and going to be the greatest sponsors. So the enemy is going to be turned in to an incredible blessing in Jesus' name. So I bless you right now, Courtney, in the name of Jesus. And Andrew B., there is a preparation time that's going on in your life right now. God is preparing you to do great exploits for Him. And I'm so excited about your life and your ministry, because God is building a very strong foundation in your life. And that strong foundation is going to give you the opportunity to build incredible works for Him. For Him. I bless you. And I didn't want to leave Sabata out. Sabata, who is Courtney's husband, Sabata Pera. And I bless you, Sabata. I declare in Jesus' name that there has been a temporary interruption in what God has called you to do. A temporary interruption. And the open doors that he has given you to do one thing in days gone by are going to be the doors that you go through again to do another thing. In other words, the doors that have been open to you in times past doing one thing are going to be open to you to do another thing. So what you're doing now is just a temporary thing, but there, the doors are going to reopen in Jesus' name. Reopen. You're going to do new things in doors where you have done other things. I bless you right now in Jesus' name, and I ask God to bless you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Brikute ibrosikuba otoshikata sikataba ata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I love the anointing. I love the anointing. And you know by now that I've gone into extra innings. I had 55 minutes scheduled, but here I am in the second hour. I'm in the second hour of this program. I did not suspect it would happen, but here I am, and I'm just prophesying because the anointing to prophesy is still on me, and I'm so thankful this prophetic week is opening incredible opportunities to minister in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Dana D'Angelo M. Dana D'Angelo M. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. You must understand there is there's another spiritual awakening coming to America. It's coming to America, and you're going to be a key player. People coming from the South, not only are they coming, they're already here. And God is going to begin to use Spanish-speaking people to help open the door of another spiritual awakening in America. And I declare in Jesus' name that God is going to use you in a very special way to play a key role in this next wave of revival that is coming to America. And it's coming soon. It's coming soon in Jesus' name. So I declare in the name of the Lord that God is using you in a very special way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. One word from God. One word from God can change your life forever. Thank you for being a part of this prophetic session today. You're on BPN Radio. So very, very thankful and grateful. And God is at work in your life. And I'm proclaiming it and declaring it. And I know from experience that one word from God can change your life forever. What'd I say? I said one word from God can change your life forever. I'm going to continue on for a few minutes. And I'm going to take me a drink of tea right now for my throat. I've been having some throat challenges. But I'm continuing on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ribo u ribiite. Abasute shikabaute erebo usekabata. Elizabeth E. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Elizabeth E. God's given you new friends. New friends. New friends. You've lost some because of decisions that you've made recently or in the past. You've lost some friends and you've kind of grieved over those friends. Hear the Holy Ghost saying, dry your tears. Because I'm giving you some new friends. And over you, Jennifer C. Jennifer C., I bless you in the name of the Lord. And God is preparing you for marvelous things. And God is going to give you an entrance into the world of education or people that are involved in some type of projects, because you have incredible insight to projects, and you're able to, God's going to give you through words of knowledge and revelation knowledge and prophetic insight, He's going to begin to give you solutions. There are people that are trying to work out. They're very learned. They're very intelligent in their mind, but they are just they're not able to figure it out. They're not able to come to a solution. The solution seems to evade them, but God is going to give you solutions. And it's amazing how God is going to give you entrance, and you'll go into places where they're trying to come up with the solution to a situation. And God will begin to give you, begin to speak, declare, and God will begin to open you the windows of your own understanding by the Holy Ghost. And wow, it's going to be amazing how God will promote you and enlarge you in that area. And so I bless you, Deanna T. I declare that God is at work in your life. And you just have this incredible gift of mercy on you. And you just have a heart to hear people that are crying out. Other people can't hear them. They've ignored them. They have disregarded them. But not you, Deanna. You're going to listen to them. You hear what they're saying. And you're going to have the ability to pray, the anointing to pray special prayers. Jackson M., I see you ministering to large groups of people. And you're just going to have a healing ministry. You're going to do open-air healing campaigns. And many, many miracles, signs, and wonders are going to be performed because of the anointing, because of the gift that God has placed in your life. And Billy M., yeah, the call of God is mightily upon you in Jesus' name. And sometimes I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Billy M., that sometimes rejection is for our protection. Rejection is for our protection. And I declare the rejection that you've gone through is for your protection, that God was actually protecting you when you thought that people that you loved and believed in you were letting you down. I declare in Jesus' name that God has not rejected you, and your rejection was for your protection, and God is coming again. There is a new wave blowing. There is a new day dawning. Janet C., I pray over you, Janet. Yep. Yeah, in Jesus' name, there's still more work to be done. And sometimes you feel like, hey, is there anything else for me? Is there anything else for me to do? Is there any more for me? And the Holy Ghost is saying, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm joining you into a people group that will respond to you, love you, and recognize you. And, you know, sometimes we try to make our way in. We try to open the door for ourselves. We try to promote ourselves. And just doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. I remember years ago when I went to Rockwall, Texas to work with a friend of mine, Dr. Larry Lee. This was 1985. The leaders of the church would sit on the platform, but he did not invite me to sit on the platform. He just had me sitting out there in the congregation. And, you know, I'd been the leader. Hundreds of people call me pastor. I've been a church leader pastor for 18 years, and I just kind of felt rejected. And I felt like, well, they're not accepting me. It's not receiving me. And so in the middle of a service, I just made my way up to the platform, and I sat down with the other leaders because I was invited to come. And I heard this voice say to me, wasn't a voice next to me, but it was almost as clear as if the person next door was saying something to me. And the voice said, what are you doing up here? What are you doing up here? And he said it two or three times, and I felt ashamed because I knew that I had not been invited to sit on that platform. I had not been invited into that group. And so I learned an invaluable lesson that day, and I declare over you, and over some other people, that you need to be into a group where you are accepted, received, and you cannot just stand on the outside looking in all the days of your life. There, it comes a time when maybe you're to do that, but then enough is enough. And so I declare over you, Janet, you're to be at a place where you're received, a place where you're accepted. and a place where you're loved on. And they say, come in here. Come in here. And you will. So I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Tony P. Tony P., I declare that you are in for a series of promotions. And not only are you being promoted, but you are now in the process of receiving ownership. And God is giving you ownership over an area. And you've been very faithful to work and to serve, but now God is providing you your own field. And because you have been faithful to serve in another man's field, God is giving you ownership in your own field. I have a prophetic word for B-L-R-E-N-D-R-A. I believe I'm right. Brenda D. B-L-R-E-N-D-R-A. In Jesus' name, I declare that God is going to give you the opportunity to do business in several different nations. He's opened the door to several different nations for you concerning the exchange of goods. And God is going to cause you to prosper in unusual ways, in very unusual ways. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And in just a moment, I have a word for April Lynn C., one of my spiritual granddaughters. I'll be back in just one moment. Okay, April, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say about you that God is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. And he brought you out into a large place. I declare that God has brought you into a large place of influence. And God is making up for lost time in your life. And the Spirit of the Lord is coming mightily upon you. And just release that prophetic anointing that is flowing in you, working in you right now, in Jesus' name. Over you, April Lynn C., in Jesus' name. And Kelly R., the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow with it. And there's times in past where you've had some sorrow connected to some of the most incredible blessings of your life. And even the devil would like to come and say, hey, you know, if God blesses you, then after that, there's great sorrow coming. But I declare the blessings of the Lord makes rich for you, and he adds no sorrow with it. I'm going to give a prophetic word over somebody. I'm going to have to spell your name out here. You are J-R-T-A-U-F-A apostrophe A-S-A-S. A-U. All right. Okay. J-R-T. J-R-T-A-T. Wow. In Jesus' name, I bless you in the name of the Lord. I declare that you are going to disrupt religious spirits that are in operation in certain places and with certain people. You're going to disrupt these religious spirits, and God is going to cause you, the anointing to come upon you, and places that are groups that are deeply entrenched in religious activity, God is going to cause you to minister there, bring a word, including other religions other than Christianity. It's just going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing what begins to happen in your life, in Jesus' name. So I bless you in the name of the Lord. And Alton and Helen S. Alton and Helen S. Yeah, one season coming to a conclusion and another season beginning. In Jesus' name, I declare that God is going to give you incredible friendships, people you've never even heard of, never known their name. But I declare the greatest friendships that you will have will be ones in other nations of the world. You'll begin to communicate with those people, and God is going to enlarge and expand your world in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm praying over Andy W. Andy. Oh, my, Andy. I bless you in Jesus' name. I declare God is restoring you. God is restoring your health. God is restoring your emotions. God is restoring your equilibrium. I declare in the name of the Lord that God is restoring in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Piera K.A. Piera, I bless you, you mighty woman of God. And those that have been attacked by the devil, you'll go to war on their behalf, breaking demonic strongholds, breaking the attack of the enemy. There are people around you, surround you, that are Christians, are non-Christians, but they're being attacked by the devil. They're being harassed by demons. And I declare in the name of Jesus, Perio, that you will break strongholds in people's lives, and people that have been harassed by the enemy, and they have known a lot of, they received a lot of accolades. They have known prosperity and success to the nth degree, but they cannot lay down at night and sleep because they are harassed. They're full of fear and intimidation. And I declare the anointing is coming upon you, getting very bold. And you're beginning to break the powers of darkness off of their life and saying, not in my neighborhood, not in my neighborhood. God has mapped out a territory for you. And that is going to be, you have ownership over that territory. And anybody that lives in that territory that God has assigned to you, better watch out, because you're going to break strongholds, powers of darkness, harassing spirits of fear, and demonic forces that are coming against people around you. What a tremendous blessing. And George A., I bless you now in the name of Jesus. God is at work in your life. Hallelujah. And I declare that God has given you many partners to come alongside you, and they see that you are blessed, and they too desire to be blessed. And so ways to success, the pathway to success, is going to be a part of your life and ministry. And the secular is going to be mixed with the spiritual, and the two are going to work together. And there's a lot of people that have been very successful in the realm of the spiritual, but they're not successful in the realm of the secular. But, you know, there's a man by the name of Oral Roberts who came, and he joined medicine. He joined medicine and prayer together, and it was amazing what happened. And I do believe that Oral Roberts was a man of God. I believe the City of Faith was a God idea, a God revelation, just kind of a man before his time. But yet, he opened the door for the spiritual, for prayer and medicine, which began to work together in Jesus' name. So, George, you can mix the two, the natural, the supernatural, and you can mix the two together. And it's amazing how you're going to begin to help people that are one step away from what I would call a breakout. A breakout in their lives, a breakout in their finances, a breakout in their business, in Jesus' name. And normally I would not mention anybody's last name, but I want to say to you, Sharon Corbin, a young lady that we've known for a long, long time, and she has ministered in our ministry through song, and her dad was just an incredible man of God, Dr. Corbin. And Sharon, I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. I just declare that God is desiring for you to take those songs that you sang in days gone by, and I hear a full orchestra playing behind you. I don't know if you can afford, in the realm of the natural, these recording sessions that you're going to do. But in the supernatural, I declare that you will. Full orchestra behind some of the amazing songs that you have sung and songs that you have written that have never been sung. I declare that people are that in the music business going to take some of the songs that you have never sung, but you have written, and they will begin to record your songs. It's just going to be quite amazing. And wow, with an exclamation point, a wow. I pray for you, David H., and I just declare that God is refining, refurbishing, renewing. He's making all things new. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, I'm going to make all things new. And so you got to remember that he's making all things new in your life. I bless you right now. I ask God to bless you. You've been such a faithful man. You've been a man that's operated behind the scenes. You've been one that holds up the hands that have hanged down. But I just bless you right now and know that your time has come and that you're to step forward. And so many times we're willing to defer to other people. And we're just going to say, well, I'm going to defer to that person. But you got to know that God is calling for you. I'm praying for Rochelle B.W. Rochelle B.W. Yep. Yep. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You got to know that God is working it all out. And there's some things that we would want to lay our hands on and say, I can straighten this out. I can work this and I can do this. But you must understand that God desires to work it out. And he wants you to trust him. And it may appear that there's no way that's going to happen. You've called on God and, He's not responded, and it just seems like, God, how long is this going to go on? I believe I could take care of it. I believe I could handle it. But the Lord is just saying to you, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, hands off. Let me work on your behalf in this situation. And I want you to come into a place of rest. I don't want you to struggle with this when you go to bed at night. I don't want you to toss and turn and say, God, I could really work this out if you would allow me. But God is saying, hands off, and I will work it. And you will see my power. You will see my glory in this entire situation. And I have a word for Amanda H. Amanda H. I bless you right now. I just know that that God is restoring everything that has been lost, everything that has been taken away. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you know, you look around and you see other members of your family that become quite famous or well-known or have done so many exploits. And sometimes you say, well, what about me? You know, the intimidation is no longer there, but somehow you feel that maybe you're not worthy, maybe God is not really noticing you, maybe you don't have what qualifies you, maybe you've never been able to live up to those expectations. But I declare in Jesus' name that the Lord loves you and he cares for you, and you are doing big things in small places, and you are giving significant words to people that have been left out of the mix. And they're the people that, you know, line up for a word, but they never get a word. Or someone acknowledges they have a great gift, but they never are acknowledged in that way. And it might be in secular vernacular, wallflowers. A flower on the wall. And but those people that seem like have been left out, you're going to speak into their lives, and you're going to bring them into the circle, and you're going to acknowledge them. And the hand of God is going to work mightily. I pray over you, Lewis, Pastor Lewis Torres, mighty man of God. He's been on BPN radio several times. He asked me to pray for him. I pray for you, Lewis. I declare that God is at work. And you're going to lead a whole band of people that are coming out of prison. You've been ministering to people in prison, but I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to lead an army of people coming out of prison who are going to begin to do great exploits for God. And there are those that have come out of prison you're going to send right back into prisons and minister to them. There are those ex-convicts that have gone into public life, but they have been restrained, living an aura of conflict. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying that these men are profitable, and you're going to start ministering to them, and you're just going to lead a whole army of incredible men of God that's going to begin to do incredible exploits for God. And I just declare that that the ministry that you have is enlarging, expanded to the north, south, east, and west. Wonderful things taking place in your life. Wow. In ways that you never dreamed of. Even to the White House you will go. And I pray for you, George. George L. Jr. I want to tell you, you gave a word years ago, George, to my wife that we still repeat. And the affliction you gave to my wife, Jean, after she'd suffered cancer in 2004 and was healed, you gave this word, the affliction shall not rise up the second time. I still use that in daily prayer. And George, I want you to know that you are profitable for the ministry. You're profitable. God calls you profitable, and you're profitable for the ministry to enforce, because some people reinforce. You just go in and reinforce words that have been given. You reinforce the call upon people's lives, and you tell them again that they can do it. There are some people that believe they can do it, but they somehow just don't get it. But you're going to reinforce promises and prophecies. You're going to reinforce promises and prophecies. Wow. Well, I've run out of time. I got one more. Danette D. And the Oklahoma young lady. What a wonderful young lady you are. And God is working in you. And I just declare there's a major event coming your way, a major event that is coming your way. And you must know that God will not withhold any good thing from you. And when this major event happens, Gene and I would like to have an invitation. I bless you, Danette, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. The day of fruitfulness is coming. Thank you for being a part of BPN today. I know I've gone an extra hour, and I've gone an extra hour because the prophetic anointing was still upon me. I have one more day, and you say, well, I haven't been prayed for yet. Well, tomorrow I'm going to go for it again. And this program will be replayed after the news that is coming on next. It's going to be replayed after the news, and then be replayed for 2 hours, and so it's going to be replayed two or three or four more times today. And wow, if you want to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do so by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. And you can also, if you want to make a contribution, you can make a check to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. There's no charge for the prophetic words, no charge for the ministry. But if you want to sow a seed, we would be thankful and grateful. And continue on tomorrow, one more day, prophetic ministry, 10 o'clock a.m. And, of course, if you're listening to a replay, just know that the anointing of God is still upon you. So we're going to have the news, and then the replay will start. Don't forget, there's a lot of things happening here on BPN Radio. One moment, please, and I'll try to get a word from the wall here. Word from the wall is going to be next with Roy Beard. So it's not news. It's a word from the wall. Thank you for listening. Keep listening on BPN Radio. Dale Gentry saying have a wonderful day. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.